Doing pretty good.
Do you expect to play at all or get a carry Saturday, or do you have any idea yet?
I don't know yet. You know, we're kind of still in practice mode. We haven't gotten to switch over to game mode, so I'm sure I'll find out here maybe tomorrow.
If you were making the call, would you get a carry or two?
I don't know. I don't know. I've been thinking about it. I've been practicing as if, and my mindset has been to play, you know, so whether I play or not, I don't know yet, but my mindset is to play.
Is there a level of anticipation for you, AD? I mean, you hadn't played in a preseason game since about 11, but is there a level of anticipation for you?
Yeah, of course. You know, especially with the season, you know, approaching quickly. Yeah, there's a sense of urgency to get out there. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how things play out.
Adrian, last time you carried the ball, 2013, but having 20-plus carries in 2011, do you even remember that far back?
During the preseason?
Yeah, the preseason, yeah.
No, it's been a long time, you know. It's funny because last year, after missing a whole season, I was talking to Coach Zimmer and kind of wanted to get out there, but it didn't end up happening. But I had talked to him about it.
But, Adrian, yeah, why not? Like, is it something where you don't want to risk the injury in a game that doesn't count?
No.
Or
why
haven't you played?
Why haven't? I don't know. You know, we leave it up to the coaches, you know. We just let those guys make those calls, you know. So, we just be prepared to go if our number or call, you know, it's called. So, like I said, starting this week, I've been having my mind set to play. You know, that's the mindset I've been in. I wasn't in that mindset last week, you know. But, you know, being in the league for 10 years now, you know, normally around that third preseason game is when you'll see some guys come out there, you know. So, my mind is they called me to play. Then, hey, I'm going to go out there and do what I need to do.
How much curiosity is there to see in a real life setting how you feel with this offense, or you feel like you've gotten that feel
already in practice? It's hard to say because it's not live, you know, it's a totally different feel, but I'm definitely comfortable with what we're doing and what they're asking us within the offense. I feel comfortable. I come out and I take every rep like it's a game rep, so that kind of helps.
Speaking of getting comfortable, that 30-yard wheel route for a touchdown there, you and Drew on passing there, it seems like you're definitely getting a different part of your game now with Drew with the screen game.
Yeah, that was one thing. One of the things I was really excited about coming to join this offense, you know, knowing the type of quarterback Drew is, you know, he's going to, if you're open, he's going to throw it to you, you know, so it's no more just running the route to get the man to, you know, run downfield and turn his back. Just running the route to win, you know. So when I'm out there, I'm just trying to take advantage of those opportunities. And, you know, Drew threw a great ball, and, you know, I was able to come down with it.
Does that feel good on that one? Like, how good did that feel to come down in that corner with that?
Yeah, it felt good, you know. That's, you know, when the coaches watch that, they're going to say, okay, we see what he's able to do when he's out there, you know. So that opens up more opportunities.
Did Drew tell you something after that play?
Oh, no. You know, we kind of connected a couple weeks ago, and similar on the opposite side in the indoor one time. So, you know, it is what it is.
So it's expected then?
I would say so.
Adrian, when you look across the line and you see Jadeveon and JJ together, what do you think?
It's exciting to see. You know, it's something that I was actually looking forward to seeing last year. You know, this guy, you know, going to the playoffs and all that, having JJ back. But it's a fierce defense, but I love that. I love going against the best, and obviously, you know, Texan defense is right there in the top three, you know, and having a guy like JJ and Clowney and all the other contributors on that defense, we was able to get some great work today.
You have family in Houston. There's a storm brewing. What are some thoughts about that? Mm-hmm. When you think outside of football for a second?
The
hurricane that's heading toward the coast could affect Houston. Mm-hmm. You've got family there.
Yeah, you know, just send my prayers out to everyone, and you know, just hope everyone, you know, ends up safe. You know, nothing is, you know, really destroyed or damaged or anything like that. I'll be calling my mom here today. You know, she's on the north side of Houston, so maybe she can make her way out back to East Texas. I've been in training camp mode, so I haven't really been able to watch TV and keep up with it. But I think I remember seeing something about it the other day. But I'll just send my prayers out to Texas and Houston.
You don't know yet if she'll stay or leave.
No.
I noticed that
two more for practice. You were running around all the football fields when everybody else was on the sideline. What's the story behind that? Is that something you always done before?
No, actually, that you know, the ball came out down here within like the 15-yard line. And I was mad about it because I stopped my feet and because I missed the hole outside. I think it was who came in? Cushion came in. He made a great play. And I should have took it outside. But anyway, I ended up stopping my feet and just kind of was lackadaisical and the ball came out. So I had to run a lap. The reason you see me running that extra lap after doing special team is because I was trying to hurry up and get back so I can get my next run in. So I cut the run short. And of course, JT, he seen it and he was like, hey, we need a full out. You know, so this is what we do here. If a ball's on the ground, get a lap in.
And a veteran get a break.
Last point. You know?
But when you're in the film room and you're watching some of these drills that aren't live tackling, do you get a good sense of maybe where you were going to go down or how do you kind of evaluate those?
Yeah, it's always kind of hard, you know, like even with team run, you know, you're able to get in there and, you know, get a good pop, but it's nothing like going full speed, you know. So for me, I just try to take advantage and know when to go full speed and know when to ease up, knowing what they're asking from the defense and offense, you know. So I just try to take advantage of it and get the best work I can.